Welcome to the Black Girls Wine Podcast, your source of joy and Black excellence, where we share the stories of wine lovers unapologetically operating in their greatness. I'm your host, Shayla Vernado. Cheers to excellence. Let's do this. Miss Claire Summers is the founder of FashionBombDaily.com and the industry's leading fashion blogger, chronicling fashionistas of color from around the world. Let me tell you guys something. I've been following Claire's journey for almost a decade. I love her story, and I just felt like it needed to be shared. Meeting her in person was like a dream come true. And let me tell you, when I met her at Fashion Week and got to interview her for the TV show Montage that I used to be on, I was so excited and nervous, but Claire came in the room. She has such confidence, such charisma. And let me tell y'all something. She is like just so cool. Meeting her, I was like, hey, I saw you on Snapchat. And she was instantly like, girl, well, then you know the struggle, honey. And it was just so funny to be able to laugh with her and to laugh because, you know, we see all the influencers and we think, oh, you know, their lives are just so great. And to hear her be real, like, girl, I had a moment. I was like, you know what? This is a girl I could work with. Like, she is dope. And I wanted to share her story with you guys. So I hope that you enjoy this. She has been a trailblazer in the fashion industry. And honestly, you don't have to be into fashion to listen to this. You need to hear this woman tell her story of how she is using her Black excellence to pave the way for so many of us by using her voice.
Cheers and toast to this Black excellence. I'll drink to that.
Okay, Claire is in my interview chair. I am so excited to have Miss Claire Summers.
Hi.
Hi there. I just want to say, listen, I'm stoked to have you here with us, and I'm just going to kick it off with, I know what you do, but for those who don't know, and they must live under a rug, what do you do? Why do you do it?
I am the editor-in-chief of FashionBombDaily.com. I started Fashion Bomb Daily 13 years ago as a young fashionista in New York City looking to break into fashion. And I used Fashion Bomb Daily initially as an outlet to just talk about my love of shopping. Mm-hmm. But it's become a place where we celebrate the beauty of diversity in fashion. We cater to a largely, I would say, African-American demographic, but the goal is to show the beauty of diversity. And we feature everything from, you know, the hood to haute couture, okay, from ratchet to runway.
Yes.
And we're known as a place where, you know, we'll feature all the hottest celebrity looks almost as soon as they step outside, to, you know, everyday people with Fashion Bombshell and Fashion Bomber of the Day. But yeah, we've been doing it for quite some time, and it's a joy. And I do it because growing up, I didn't see enough women looking like me in magazines. And
amen.
Yeah, to this day, it seems as if it's, you know, it's newsworthy when we see a Black woman on the cover of a magazine or in a magazine. Things have definitely gotten better, but the quest for diversity and inclusivity continues. And so I hope Fashion Bomb Daily is helping with that mission.
Yes. So Claire, tell the wine friends how you came up with this vision. And especially, you know, I love that you feature a lot of diversity. You have such a huge, you know, subscribership. And how did you come up with the idea for Fashion Bomb Daily? When you originally came up with it, have your goals changed since then?
Yeah, I actually just started Fashion Bomb. Like, I was working in a magazine as a researcher reporter, which is a job where you fact check and you make sure the spelling of people's names is correct before an issue goes to print. And an issue with fact checking actually came up in a recent issue of Vogue. So magazines still need researcher reporters, but there's a journalist. Her name is Noor. And I don't want to mess up her name. her name was one thing, and Vogue completely confused her for another young woman. They just put the wrong name, and this woman was so excited. You know, she was in Vogue, and you know, she was showing her friends, and then she had to be like, oh no, like I can't even show anyone because it's my name is not right in here. So we see now that it is an important job, but it's not something that I necessarily wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work in fashion, and I went to human resources to see if I could switch, and I was told to create a website. This is a time before websites were big, and people were just starting to get their own personal pages, and I erected ClaireSommers.com at that time, and it was just like my work and my resume and things that I had written, but I felt like it was boring. So my web designer suggested I start a blog, and so I did. And when I was thinking about what I would write the blog about, I was like, I love to shop, so let me talk about shopping and fashion. And it really kind of existed as something where I could show my writing skills and show my passion in addition to my resume and my articles. And it started off as a hobby and it became a business. And so now it's like a real business, you know, taxes and all that stuff, you know, building a team and having an accountant and getting a CFO and a COO and all that stuff. Ooh. So what it is now is definitely not what I intended or ever thought it was going to be, but I've been enjoying learning along the way and just continuing to grow as a business person, as a writer, and as a woman, as the brand grows.
That's so awesome. So I know you do so much around the brand now. You do the convos with Claire. You do, you know, you just had the vision board party. You're doing so many awesome things. Do you feel like you found your purpose in life, like your calling? And if so, how did you know once you found it?
You know, I do feel as if I found my calling, and my calling is to empower women through fashion. I think that, you know, with fashion, you can feel left out or you're not good enough or you're not rich enough or so many different things. But I hope that with my events, with Convos with Claire, with everything that I do, I want it to be a positive experience. I want it to be good energy. I want us to share information and build and grow. I think I found that purpose of empowering women and men in style at one of my conversations with Claire. Actually, it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, I met a young woman from Montreal, and she and her sister had driven like several hours to come to New York to come to this event. And this girl was like, you know, my sister has this great talent, but she won't share it. And she's just in her room and she never believes in herself. Mm-hmm. And I took a picture of this girl's skirt and I put it on Fashion Bomb, and it got like thousands and thousands of likes. And from there she launched her brand, and, you know, and so it's just kind of like giving a spotlight and giving a chance to these people who are kind of not necessarily in remote places, but people who might not think that they have a chance at fashion, might not know how to go, where to go, and giving them a platform where they can shine. So that is my goal and my mission.
That's so amazing. And you're doing a great job at it.
Thank you.
So we're going to jump into the fun part of the interview. What is something that brings you joy? And it doesn't have to be work-related. It could just be life.
What brings me joy? Babies. Cute babies. I guess I have baby fever.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting. A little Claire would be adorable.
Yeah, let's not speak too soon. But a lot of my friends have a lot of cute babies, and they're adorable. What brings me joy? Spending time with family, spending time with friends. And honestly, like when I get emails from readers just saying that I inspired them, or you know, how much Fashion Bomb has helped them. A lot of times I meet people in person and people are like, I sent you an email. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope I responded to it. And then they're like, yeah. And you like gave me all this great advice. So just knowing that I can be helpful and useful to someone. And, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, it's a lonely road, even though you see like 194K or 1.3 million, mm-hmm. you know, which are the numbers, you don't really feel that influence or feel like those, you don't, your mind can't even comprehend the people that you're touching. But right. when people reach out to me and tell me that something we've done or we featured them, it changed your life in a positive way, that brings me joy.
That's amazing. So I want to know from you, like, just hearing how your just all of your creativity as you have thrived as Claire Somers launching Fashion Bomb Daily and just look inspiring all of us. When did you realize that the impact that you had from operating in your excellence? Was it when you started hearing feedback, or was it when you noticed like your page was growing? When did you first realize like, wow, this is really impactful, just me operating in what I love?
Maybe it was the first Combos with Claire. I mean, there are so many small instances, like mm-hmm. small to big. I think, you know, when I first did Combos with Claire and actually having people show up, you know, where you have those jitters when you have a party, you don't know yes. if you're going to show.
That's scary.
Honestly, probably every single time I'm like, oh my God, like, they really like me, they're here. And then to like meeting people, like FaceTiming with Diddy, that like really blew my mind.
Yes, I read your, well, first of all, if you guys haven't realized by now, I read everything that Claire writes. So I read that and I was like, oh my God.
That was just crazy. I think we had posted the new Ciroc flavor on Fashion Bomb, and mm-hmm. My friend Kenny Barnes, who works with Puff occasionally, he kept calling me and I was like, decline. And then he was like, answer the phone, I'm in the jet with Puff. And I was like, okay, I don't know why I declined it. I think I was busy, but then I was like, I was on my way to the airport, but I was like in the airport, no makeup on, and I was just, he was like, yeah, you're the one. And I was like, oh my God, you know, all these, you know, these instances, they add up to me just knowing that I'm on the right path. And mm-hmm. I think that it continues. You know, there are moments in your career that humble you, moments where you take a step back, definitely moments where you doubt yourself, mm-hmm. moments when you're like, should I just wrap it up? Like, is it time to, you know, pack it up and go home, put up right. a competition sign? But I think, you know, as long as there are those small little victories, that's enough to keep me going.
That is, I love it. I love the small little victories that keep you going. I know you have to have moments where you probably get scared. Or where you've gotten scared. You're there now. But in those moments, like, what did you do, and what would be your advice to someone who may be there now, like they're in the middle of a big launch or they're thinking about launching something or whatever? Like, what did you do to push past your fears?
So here's the thing: we all get scared, and
all right.
Even like with Diddy, I'll just go back to him because mm-hmm. I think he's an inspiration. He's done so much in fashion, in the culture, et cetera. But like, I went to his house for New Year's mm-hmm. and I was scared to like, I don't know why I was scared to be like, Happy New Year. Like, I was just literally, and I was like bumping into him all night, but I was too scared to speak. And right. after that night, I was so disappointed in myself. Like, I had flown myself to Miami and mm-hmm. gotten a dress and all these things, and I was too scared to speak up. And after that, when I didn't speak up, I was like kicking myself for it. And so mm-hmm. I think I took that lesson to say, always speak up. Like, right. I've met so many people that I don't even know what gave me the courage to speak to them, from Kanye West to Anna Wintour, like not introduced to them, literally just saw them in the room and made a beeline for them and spoke to them. And 9 times out of 10, they were kind and nice, or they knew they were familiar with the brand. Mm-hmm. And so you have absolutely nothing to lose. And that goes from speaking to celebrities to launching your brand or doing something new. You're not going to get it perfect.
Right.
You can do your best to plan, but just start now and perfect later. And plan as much as possible. When I was 20, well, I'm not going to use numbers now because anyway, 10 years ago, I decided to quit my job as a researcher reporter and moved to Paris with the goal of pursuing my love of fashion. My goal was to get an internship at Paris Vogue. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't planned well enough. I hadn't saved enough money. So I suffered. But at the end of the day, like, that Paris trip and everything that materialized and came from it, mm-hmm. including a great book, including an internship at Paris Vogue, including mm-hmm. like a freelance position at Italian Vogue, that all happened because I said no to fear and stepped out on faith. And so I think that for anything in life, even if you have to take a hit financially, you can always recover. Like, you can improve your credit. Like, you know, it's fine. Like, everything will be fine. I wouldn't try to plan for it as best as you can. I would never want to recommend somebody to put themselves in dire straits. But,
right,
you know, everything. Combos with Claire the first year, we had so many mishaps. From, I remember we had an event in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and we were selling t-shirts or something, but it was like a contact through a friend at a swanky hotel. Mm-hmm. And I believe like hours before the event, the guy was like, "We don't want a ghetto party at our hotel." And
oh my god,
you know what I mean? Like, you don't know me, you know, but
right,
assume and they'll try you and things will go left, and you just have to keep moving forward and know that each time you do it, if you continue to do it, most people will quit, so that'll put you in the front of the pack down the line. And then just know that as you continue to do it, if it's a good idea, things will get better. So start now, perfect later.
That is, you dropped so many nuggets, I can't wait to pull them. Those were great. So all right, what did, especially thinking about Diddy and Kanye and just all the greats, you know, they're great within their industry. Diddy's great, you know, on so many levels within multiple industries, and just kind of meeting people, being able to meet those people who have done well. What did Black excellence mean to you growing up, though?
Black excellence has always meant to me, knowing who you are and where you come from, being mm-hmm. confident in your abilities, never feeling inferior or less than, mm-hmm. also educating yourself, making sure that you have the best education that's possible for you. And if there's anything you don't know, then reading about it or YouTubing it or just doing the work. And so Black excellence to me, I mean, it's just going over and above, understanding mm-hmm. everything that we have to deal with from a societal and cultural standpoint, but just always being exceptional. And for me, that's Diddy and Kanye, yes, but it's Oprah, it's my yes. mother, my father, so many people that I know in my life. So
that's perfect. So what has been your toughest challenge, it just working in the realm of fashion as a Black woman? Have you been challenged? I know you have. So tell us how you've navigated through that.
Well, I think my biggest challenge was when our Instagram page was disabled mm-hmm. last year. And it's almost like, you know, your social currency, say you have like $1,000 in your pocket and then you have like $20.
Right.
You're like still have to pay for, you know, I don't know. It was just like a huge hit in so many ways. Like, mm-hmm. people do treat you differently. You do have different access. You experience a hit in terms of what you're bringing in. A lot of people walk away, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I think it was hard, but it was also helpful because I think because I've been doing this so long, you kind of get very kind of comfortable with where you are, and you're thinking that people like you for you, and
right.
you know, it's me, it's Fashion Bomb, but no, they want, but not, people want numbers. It taught me like how important social media is, but also like it showed me who was real and who wasn't. It just mm. really kind of showed me the industry in its rawest form, so that I can now know that I can't take anything for granted.
Right.
I have to make sure that everything is backed up as much as possible. Also, like, just making sure that we do everything right. You know, like any business, you have to be compliant. And if you want to play with the big boys, then you have to rap like the big boys. So it was one of the hardest times of my life, but also mm-hmm. one of the best, because I learned so much about myself and others. So I guess now I'd say I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I don't know.
It was tough at the time, though.
It was a tough time, but it's okay. It's gonna launch another book. It's gonna launch another speech. And when I was going through it, as I go through any tough time, I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be a great book one day, or this is gonna be a great speech. And you just have to take it as such, like just creating, you know, just toughening you up and creating. It's a test so that you can test it.
I am so going to use that. I've never thought about it, to look at obstacles and say, this is going to be a great book one day.
I always look at the positive, you know, and see it for what it is. Like, anybody who has ever achieved anything in life, from Walt Disney to, you know, to anybody, you know, that I've named, Oprah, you know, they've gone through their tough times when, you know, they thought everything should be roses, and they right. had a serious setback. I mean, I don't want to misquote this, but I believe Walt Disney declared bankruptcy like 8 times before he mm-hmm. figured out Disney World. And so if you kind of just study, you know, anybody who's achieved anything, tough times are a part of it. And it's just how you deal with it and how you look at it and the lessons that you glean from it, so that you can become a stronger person.
Well said. Now, I want to know, and the wine friends are going to be dying to know, what is your favorite way to wind down after a long week?
Wind down. My favorite way to wind down. Sleep. No, I'm just kidding. I watch terrible television. I mean, I don't know if you call it terrible, but I love 90 Day Fiance. I love all the Love and Hip Hops. I love all the Housewives. Like, I love even like some YouTube shows like uh-huh. Breakfast Club. I love them. So just like vegging out and watching TV.
I don't think I've ever seen 90 Day Fiancé. I'm going to have to try
it. Oh, my goodness, girl. You need to catch up. It is a hoot. Like, the best thing on TV.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check it out now. If you were a wine, which one would you be and why?
Which would I be? I guess, like, a Chardonnay? I don't know. Just something.
Oh.
And floral and fruity and nice, something you could sip on a warm summer's day.
That was perfect. I don't think I've had a Chardonnay yet. Of all my interviews, I don't think I've had one. That was good. Okay, what wine are you taking over to a friend's house or over for dinner?
What wine am I taking? Maybe like a rosé. I feel like rosé is universal. Everybody loves it. So, yeah. Awesome. I don't have like a specific one. Do you know that there's a new company called Black Girl Magic Wine?
Yeah, by the McBride sisters?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. They're amazing. They're so amazing. Yeah. I've had quite a few of their wines, and I'm like dying to try the Black Girl Magic. I think it's a Riesling.
Yeah, it's a Riesling.
Yeah.
They might be coming out with a rosé, but don't quote me on that.
Well, yeah, I'm super looking forward to their Riesling. The Wine Friends and I have been talking about doing it at the retreat that we have coming up. So, yeah, definitely excited about that.
Cool.
Okay, tell all the Wine Friends where they can find you, Claire.
Wine Friends, you can find me on Instagram at Claire Somers. And at Fashion Bomb Daily, also thebomblife.com and fashionbombdaily.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Claire, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
We all need a break sometimes. Listen, whether it's from work, from family, because sometimes a girl needs a breather, or maybe you just want an adventure and life has just been kind of Well, girl, don't worry about it. We got you here at Black Girls Wine. This October, we are hosting our first annual Women, Wellness, and Wine Retreat. It is going to be so delightful. We're doing wine classes. There's going to be a spa session. There's going to be a decadent food and wine pairing experience by top somms in the wine industry. And guess what? They're all Black women, and we're bringing that Black girl magic, honey. It is going to be a ball. You can get signed up to come and take a break with us this October 25th through the 27th by visiting our website, www.blackgirlswine.com/retreat. I can't tell you how important it is to make sure that your self-care includes getting away. I know I could give you statistics and studies all day, but this is an opportunity to give yourself a new experience and fall more in love with wine, if that's even possible. I want you to join me. Get signed up immediately. Space is limited. We're only accepting 20 women, and there's a few slots left. You can get registered at www.blackgirlswine.com/retreat. And before you ask, the cost is all inclusive. All you have to do is get there. Cheers. See you soon.
Word up,
it's
word
the
up,
word,
word up,
of the week.
Okay, wine friends, your word of the week this week is actually a really, really interesting wine vocabulary word, because the way we typically use it in the wine world is not the way you use it in everyday conversation. The word of the week is closed. Closed is a term that describes underdeveloped and young wines whose flavors are not exhibiting well. So if you've ever had a wine that has a fairly recent vintage and it just kind of tastes like what is this, grape juice? Like, why? What's happening? What's with this wine? It's not interesting. Like, what's going on? Or maybe you have it and it's just kind of weird and just you're not getting the usual flavors and aromas and bouquets that wine usually offers us. That wine is considered to be closed. It is super underdeveloped. Okay. So the next time you're out and drinking and you feel like a wine is kind of giving you that vibe, like, it just doesn't have anything interesting about it. It's not giving you good flavor or any flavor at all. You can say to your, you know, waiter, waitress, somm, like, hey, this wine is seeming a little closed. What's the vintage on this one? And that's how you'd use it in a sentence. All right, wine friends, cheers. Did you know that Black Girls Wine officially has a wine club partner? That's right. We have partnered with Direct Sellers to bring you wine from around the world every single month. Listen, we all want to grow our palates, right? We're wine lovers. We want to experience more, to see the world, even if it is through wine, in our living room with the girls. So, to find out more information about how to join the wine club, you can visit the website at www.blackgirlswine.com/wineclub. And you're probably wondering, how much do I have to spend for international wine? Girl, not even that much. You are going to be getting premium wines for only $49.99 a month. And that's the starting rate. If you decide you want six a month, you can do that too. It's your world, girl. Go ahead, get signed up, and join me in drinking the most decadent wines that, guess what, you won't be able to find in stores. Visit the website at www.blackgirlswine.com/wineclub. I look forward to sipping with you. Did you love this episode of the Black Girls Wine Podcast? If so, please make sure you rate us on iTunes. Go ahead and give us 5 stars, review, and subscribe so you don't miss another episode of this Black Excellence.